ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 12 ವರ್ಸ್ 13. ಅದ್ವೇಷ್ಟಾ ಸರ್ವಭೂತಾನಾಂ ಮೈತ್ರಃ ಕರುಣ ಏವ ಚ ನಿರ್ಮಮೋ ನಿರಹಂಕಾರಃ ಸಮದುಃಖ ಸುಖಃ ಕ್ಷಮೀಂ. ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್. ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್ಸ್. ಮೋಕ್ಷ, ಅಟೈನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ, ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲರ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಕಲ್ಚರ್. But regarding that moksha, what is that moksha, people do not know. People have different opinions about moksha. But that moksha word is very, very attractive for especially the Hindus, Vaidikas, Sanatana Dharma followers. Regarding the moksha, some people think moksha means after death going to swarga is moksha. Vaikuntha pada vasam swarga vasal, Vaikuntha ekadasi is going to come. So going to Vaikuntha is moksha, or going to swarga is a moksha. Merging with the Lord is moksha, with their ishta devata. Rama Bhakta thinks, if I merge with Rama, it is called moksha. If I merge with Krishna, Krishna Bhakta thinks, if I merge with Krishna, it is called moksha. Like that, Devi Bhakta, Hanuman Bhakta, Guru Vayurappa Bhakta, Ayyappa Bhakta, all people think moksha means getting the vision of that Lord while living and merging with the Lord after death. This is what popularly people think moksha. Ordinary people who thinks about moksha, worshipping one Lord and getting the darshan of that Lord and merging with the Lord after death. This is called moksha. Shastra encourages this idea initially. This idea, even though it is wrong, it is not totally correct. But Shastra encourages that person. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. In your concept, in your view, you can proceed. When the person is proceeding towards that bhakti, ekarupa bhakti, and merging with the Lord, with that view only, that person is growing, growing, growing. At one point of time, Shastra says, even not Shastra, that person, if he is mature, he himself or herself start questioning, what is real moksha? That question comes because of that bhakti, ekarupa bhakti, that samskara comes slowly. So Shastra provides, see, bhakti means not merging with the Lord. There is a logical fallacy in merging. There is a logical fallacy of that view. Merging with the Lord after death, there is a logical fallacy. We have to see the logical fallacy. Then only you have understood properly in artham. It is not like a river merging with the ocean. river is separate from the ocean. Therefore, river has to flow and go physically, it has to merge. Do you mean like that Jivatma river slowly has to travel and merge with the Lord who is like a ocean? Here also, is there any physical travel? Shastra says, you have to see, it is not a physical travel or merging with the Lord, like a river merging with the ocean. Because the reason we have to understand properly. Ishvaraha, the Paramatma, the God whom you are worshipping, is all-pervading. Bhagavan is infinite, sarvagataha, all-pervading. All-pervading means all-pervading also, Tamil all. All-pervading God is all-pervading? Yes. All-pervading God is in Vaikuntha also. All-pervading God is in Kailasa also. All-pervading God is in Goloka Vrindavanam also. All-pervading God is in your Hridayam also. Why? Since he is all-pervading. You should not ask why. Since he is all-pervading, he must be available here. Next question. Once he is available in my Hridayam itself, is it necessary for me to travel? The travel is required when he is not here. Isn't it? When he is not here only, the travel question comes. Merging question comes. Since God is all-pervading, since God is in my Hridayam also, there is no need of travelling. The logic. Akkada unde Pandurangadu, ikkada unnadu. We don't say padandi padandi podam Pandaripuram. We should not say. Akkada unde Pandurangadu, Pandaripura Pandurangadu, ikkada in the Hridayam, unnadu is there. Therefore, let us recognize. Bhajanamandali people sing for their next line, Podam Podam Pandaripuram. Vedanta students, since Pandaripura Vithala is here in the Hridayam, Hridayam itself is Vaikuntha. What do you mean by Vaikuntha? Philosophically, you see, Vaikuntha is your Hridayam. Yo vedanihitam guhayam paramevyoman. In your own Hridaya, he is available. Then how to merge? Again, don't merge. You need not merge. If you want to merge, you are accepting that you are different from God. Yes? If you are using the word, I want to merge with God, that means what? Now I am separated. I am away from the Lord. Therefore, I want to merge. Then Shastra says, in spite of telling that he is in your Hridayam, you have still doubt. Then what I have to say? That Lord who is in your Hridayam is not separate from you. Shastra goes higher step. That Lord who is in your Hridayam, you need not merge, because that Lord is you, the Atma. You recognize you are Atma, not the body-mind complex, and claim that Hridayasthita Atma Ahamasmi. That Hridayasthita Atma, that Atma which is available in my Hridayam is myself. That is Paramatma. Paramatma eva Jivatma rupena atra sthitaha. He is available in my Hridayam also. That statement also okay, but it is not 100% correct. He is in my Hridayam. First he is in Vaikuntha. That is only 75 marks. You are Astika, therefore 75 marks. He is in my Hridayam is 99 marks. Innu oru mark kammi. Gold medal ke. Moksha gold medal ke oru mark kammi. ஹீஸ் இன் மை ஹிருதயம் சொன்னால் 99 மார்க்ஸ். தட் ஹூ இஸ் இன் மை ஹிருதயம் இஸ் மை செல்ஃப் தி பரமாத்மா இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் ஜீவாத்மா. வி ஆர் நாட் செப்பரேட். தட் பரமாத்மா ஆல் பர்வேடிங் சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் இண்டிவிஜுவல் செல்ஃப். பிகாஸ் தட் பரமாத்மா இஸ் அவைலபிள் இன் திஸ் கன்ஃபைன்ட் பாடி, தட் சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப் கெட்ஸ் த நேம் இண்டிவிஜுவல் செல்ஃப். தட் சுப்ரீம் அண்ட் இண்டிவிஜுவல் ஆர் ஓன்லி கண்டிஷனல். சுப்ரீம் பரமாத்மா, சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப் பரமாத்மான, பரம ஆத்மா சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப். தட் பரமாத்மா ஹூ இஸ் அவைலபிள் இன் மை ஹார்ட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் சத்யம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா கெட்ஸ் த நேம் இண்டிவிஜுவல் செல்ஃப். வை? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் த மீடியம். மீடியம் இஸ் மித்யா, டெம்பரரி, அனித்யம், அசத்தியம். பட் த செல்ஃப் இஸ் சத்யம், நித்யம். யூ கிளைம் தட் செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் யூ ஆர், யூ கெட் 100 மார்க்ஸ். யூ கெட் 100 மார்க்ஸ். தட்ஸ் வை வென் எவர் யூ சே ஐ ஆம், டோன்ட் டேக் யுவர் செல்ஃப் தட் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபார்ம் யுவர் விசிட்டிங் கார்டு இஸ் மித்யா. ஓகே, தட் விசிட்டிங் கார்டு, யுவர் நேம், யுவர் ஃபார்ம், யுவர் போர்ட்ஃபோலியோ, யுவர் டிகிரீஸ், யுவர் குவாலிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ், யுவர் ப்ரொஃபஷன், ஆல் ஆர் ஓன்லி கனெக்டட் டு பாடி மைண்ட். தட் ஈஸ் எ ஒன்லி மீடியம். பட் யூ ஆர் ரியல் தி செல்ஃப் ஹூ இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் பரமாத்மா. திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் மோக்ஷா. திஸ் இஸ் ரியல் மோக்ஷா. தட் இஸ் வை வேதாந்தா declare moksha means nothing but a mind that a jnani enjoys. That is what in 13th shloka onwards we are seeing. Moksha is a state of mind. Moksha is a state of mind that you enjoy when you are a muktaha. Muktaha, free from சரீரத்ரயம் அவஸ்தாத்ரயம் பஞ்சகோஷ. வென் யூ ஆர் முக்தா, நாட் ஃபிசிக்கலி, இன்டலெக்சுவலி. தேர் ஆல் மை இன்ஸ்ட்ருமெண்ட்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் ஆத்மா, தி எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், த யூசர். ஐ ஆம் சத்யம். இட் இஸ் எ ஸ்டேட் ஆஃப் மைண்ட் தட் யூ என்ஜாய் வைல் யூ ஆர் லிவிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். வாட் இஸ் வேதாந்த மோக்ஷா? Moksha is a state of mind that you enjoy, 13th sloka to 20th sloka, that you enjoy. Okay, enjoy means enna enjoy? 13th sloka to 20th sloka are sthita sthira pragna lakshanas or parabhakta lakshanas that you enjoy, a state of mind that you enjoy while living. When? While living in Swargaloka and Bhuloka, while living in this world, in this body. Understand? That is why Jnani is Ruchi Utpadharartham. Jnani traits, Parabhakta Lakshanani. Why we have to listen? And one guna, I took one class, last class, 40 minutes I spoke. What for? Ruchi Utpadharartham. If I listen to Jnani traits, Jnani characteristics, Parabhakta Lakshanani, if I listen, I hear and hear and hear, and the Ruchi comes for us. Ruchi means not that Urugai. Okay. Ruchi means taste, Utpadanartham, to create a taste of that traits of a Jnani, so that you will also become a jnani one day. Ruchi utpadanartham, the traits of parabhakta is a sadhana for a ordinary bhakta. So ordinary bhakta has to become what? Supreme bhakta. Okay, ordinary ekarupa vishwarupa bhakta has to become jnani bhakta, ultimate jnani bhakta. That jnani bhakta or parabhakta lakshanas advesta. He never ஹேட் எனி ஒன், நாட் ஈவன் எனி பீயிங் ஆல்சோ. ஓகே, இன் த நேம் ஆஃப் காட் வி ஷுட் நாட் ஹேட் அதர் ரிலிஜியன்ஸ், வி ஷுட் நாட் ஹேட் அதர் ரிலிஜியன்ஸ், அதர் ரிலிஜியஸ் ப்ராக்டிசஸ். வி நெவர் ஹேட் ஹிந்து are those people who accommodate all religions. That is why Hinduism goes from the world. No, there is a chaos. Only Hindu religion accept all religions. No other religion in the world accept other religion, other god, other worship. That is why Hindu religion has to survive. This is God's religion. Puriyadha? God's religion is Hindu religion. Why? Hindu religion only accommodates all forms of gods. 33 crores we are having, and from western side also 2 more are coming. They are surviving happily. They are surviving happily here. Not from one day or 2 days, decades, generations, generations, thousands of years, they are surviving here. And they want to destroy this Hindu religion, what to say? Such a Hindu religion which accommodates all religions, all faiths, and they want to destroy this. Therefore, what we have to do? We have to protect this religion which is the source for all religions. Understand? We have to understand. That is what? That is why Advaishta. Religion-wise, he is not a dveshta, including within own. This jnani, how he can hate anyone? No one is separate from him. I, the Atma, am alone, I am in this form, in that form, every form. 84 lakhs of species forms I am appearing. How can I hate anyone? But at the same time, how can I hate any one of my organ? How can I hate any one of my organ? Then why Krishna encouraged fighting with Kauravas? Then we'll give the example. I won't hate any part of my body. All organs I like. But any part of the organ of the body cause danger, harm to my body, what I do? I remove that part. Yes? Even though I love all parts of my body, each organ is I respect because they are part of me. They are not separate from me. But at the same time, one organ of the body is harmful to my whole personality. What should I do? I have to go to doctor. Doctor says I have to remove. Doctor, don't remove. This is part of my body. Do you say? Any person say like that? If it is gangrenized or it is infectious, Doctor has to amputate. And you give thousands of rupees for amputation. Isn't it? Even nail there and that small toe. Some people get lot of problems, doctors amputate. Like that, in our society also, Himsa is not an absolute dharma. Lord Krishna asked Arjuna to fight with Kauravas not because of hatred. Duryodhana is like an infectious organ in the society. Duryodhana is an infectious organ in the body of society. Therefore, Lord Krishna has to advise Arjuna, hey Arjuna, remove that organ. Who? Duryodhana. Otherwise, that infectious Duryodhana will spoil the dharma. That's why Krishna wants to amputate the organ like Kamsa from the society. Krishna has to amputate Narakasura, is a gangrenized or infectious part of the society. Every Rakshasa is like an infectious organ in the society. You want to recommend Adveshta Sarva Bhutana, not there. It's not Dvesham. Out of Dvesham we are not amputating or removing. Next slides, terrorists are like infectious organs in the society. We have to amputate. That is called dharma. That is why our devis are, gods are holding the weapons. The misplaced ahimsa is dangerous to the society. Adveshta Bhagavan said, don't hate anyone. And chonni, dilla Bhagavad Gita ni tappa interpret panni. Ahimsa, we have interpreted long ago, hundreds of years ago, we have interpreted ahimsa long ago, we should not hate anyone. This is a wrong interpretation. If you don't understand properly, Adveshta means here, not that you should avoid himsa all the places. Wherever it is required, we have to punish. Don't extend unnecessarily into wrong places. That's why our country is in trouble now. We are facing a lot of problems. Innocent people are dying because we have given place to vidharmis, who are atatais, who are all traitors. We are giving place in the place name of ahimsa. Therefore, we don't accept, our shastra never accept, our gods never accept misplaced ahimsa. Therefore, listen carefully. These are lakshanas. You should not extend. Somebody comes and occupy your house. Adveshta sarva bhutana. You should know how to send that person outside. Otherwise, he will send you out. Yes or no? No, Swami, I am a jnani. You are a jnani, but you have to survive, no? You give shelter to him, but he should not take your shelter and he will send you out. That is a wrong interpretation. That means you have not understood Shastra properly. Even Taittiriya Upanishad says, Kushalanna pramadhitavyam. May you never neglect your kapada, roti, makan. Never neglect. Kushalanna pramadhitavyam means may you earn money, may you take care of your body, may you take care of your survival. Our Shastra never said, never extended unnecessarily. Therefore, don't study from any person who has not come from sampradaya. He may be a great Mahatma in the country, people may respect. If he has not studied the Bhagavad Gita under a competent Sampradaya Guru, we should not take his words. Teachings of Bhagavad Gita is the interpretations we should not take. Careful. However much the person is great, popular, we should not interpret that person's interpretation because he has not gone through the sampradaya. That person's interpretation is a wrong interpretation. That's why I used to say Buddha's interpretation of ahimsa, whether he interpreted or his followers interpreted, we do not know. But because of that ahimsa wrong interpretation, we have lost so much value of our dharma. Therefore, better not to interpret it wrongly. Why we are shouting here like this? No? Generations suffer. If I interpret wrongly one word of Bhagavad Gita, because of my one statement, I become a very popular person. Oh, Satya Swamini says it must be right. My understanding is wrong. And I interpret like that. People take that misinterpretation rightly. And they follow that. What will happen to the society? Generations will suffer. Their kith and kin will suffer. Like that Hindu society is suffering now today because of wrong interpretation of some people. So-called great people. We don't want such a great people's interpretations. Ahimsa paramo dharma is not an absolute. That's why Adveshta means don't extend too much in artha. Okay. Any value, any trait, we should not extend. You should know where to apply properly. That is why Shastra study systematically is very, very important. Half cooked food, not good health for health. half, you know, half knowledge is more dangerous. Maitraha. Now come to Maitra. Mitra. Friendship. Friendship is that Lord Paramatma says this Jnani is friendly towards everyone. Maitraha. Mitrasya bhavaha maitri. Maitri asya asti iti maitraha. Sarvabhutanam abhayapradaha. Maitraha. Maitrasya, mitrasya lakshanam. There is one shloka. Who is real mitra? Friend in need is friend indeed. Chunna last word in the last class. A shlokam I didn't say, I think. Real friend is this. Bhartrihari says, who is your real friend? A real friend is one. Papan nivarayati. My real friend is one who protects me from committing this sin. My real friend is one who never allows me to do a mistake or commit a sin. Papat nivarayati. Number one. Real friend is one who is yojayate hitaya. He always gives advice for me, for my well-being. Yojayate hitaya. Hitaya means for well-being. Yojayate. He always thinks and gives advice for my sake. Yojayate hitaya. Number three, guhyam niguhati. When I share all my personal feelings, when I share, he will not tell others. He will not tell others. He keep all whatever I say to him, he keep it secret. Guhyam niguhayati. When I say don't tell others, enak nivunakku da na solren ani sonna appo enna sollana namo yaarukku solla koodadhu. Guhyam niguhayati. A real friend is one who hides, who keep our feelings, secrets, all as secrets. He will not release to others. Gunan prakati karoti. And he appreciate my gunas, my virtues, and tell to others about my virtues, not my weaknesses. He will not tell about my weaknesses to others. If at all he want to say about me, he says what? My friend is so and so, is very good, he is very compassionate, he is very great artist, a great singer, he is great. Like that he praises. Gunan prakati karoti. ஏதாவது ஒரு நல்ல குணம் இருந்தால் ஹீ வில் ப்ரைஸ் தட் அண்ட் டெல் டு அதர்ஸ். குணான் பிரகட்டி கரோதி. திஸ் இஸ் ஃபோர். தென் ஃபிஃப்த் ஒன், ஆபத் கதம் ச ந ஜஹாதி. வென் ஐ ஆம் இன் கிரைசிஸ், ஆபத் கதம் ச, வென் ஐ ஆம் இன் கிரைசிஸ், மை ரியல் ஃப்ரெண்ட் இஸ் நெவர் லீவ்ஸ் மீ. Financial crisis or physical health crisis, at any time he will not or she will not leave me. Really speaking, at that time, dadati kale, he gives or she provides me a help, either financial or physical help, whatever required, that person provides. Dadati kale, right time, at a right place, when I need, in adversity, my friend come and help. Dadati kale, apadgatam cha na jahati, dadati kale. That is the sixth trait of a good friend. Sanmitra lakshanam idam pravadanti santaha. These are the traits of a good friend. Sanmitra lakshanam. These are the lakshanams, characteristics of a good friend. Who says santaha pravadanti? Noble people say these are the characteristics of a good friend. Do you have such a friend? You continue. Otherwise, don't continue. Okay, your friendship. Be like such a person. you be as a friend to others, may you have these qualities. If you have any friend, you maintain these qualities. Whether that person is having or not, we need not judge, because we cannot know. May you have these qualities to be a good friend to others. You are a good friend na, to others, and how you are a good friend? Na, in the lakshana ella irukka illaya nu paathuko. Unnaki irunda, you are a good friend. Otherwise, you are not a good friend, you are a bad friend. Okay. Generally, we expect from others. Ennoda friend ipdi irukkano, na sonnadella apdi manasula vechikano. Namma vechikroma illaya paakra first. We have to maintain that qualities of a friend. Pravadanti santaha. Generally, whenever we point out, three fingers are showing to us, we never, ellarku theriyum indha vishayam. That's why never point out. Real friend never blame his or her friend. Real friend never blame. The light parungo, the light gives light everywhere. But it doesn't know I am not illuminating where I am. So this light is illumining. Under it, there is a darkness. There is a darkness. It gives light everywhere, but it cannot remove the darkness underneath. Priyalyo. Like that, there are people, friend towards whole society. Veetla matram. They cannot adjust with the family members. அப்படி இருக்கக்கூடாது. ஃப்ரெண்ட் அண்ணா, பி ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி வித் யுவர் ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ் ஃபஸ்ட்டு. ஓகே. ஸோ ஆல்வேஸ் எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஸ் ஹேவிங் வீக்னஸ். ஓகே. எவ்ரி ஒன் இஸ் ஹேவிங் ஹர் ஓன் பிக் ஆர் ஸ்மால் வீக்னஸஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த லைட், ஈவன் தோ இட் கிவ்ஸ் லைட்ஸ் எவ்ரிவேர், இட் கேன் நாட் டெஸ்ட்ராய் இட்ஸ் அண்டர் நீத் டார்க்னஸ். இன்னொரு எக்ஸாம்பிள் என்னென்னா, நம்ம கண்ணு எல்லாம் பார்க்கறது, தன்னை தன் பார்க்க முடியறத என்ன பெரிய கண்ணு. வாட் கிரேட்னஸ். இட் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் லிமிடேஷன் ஆர் நாட். அவர் ஓன் ஐ குட் ஓல்டுனா, அவர் ஓன் குட் ஐஸ், குட் ஐஸ்னு வச்சுக்கிறாமே, சீஸ் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், தே கெனாட் சி தெம் செல்வ்ஸ். லிமிடேஷன் இருக்கா இல்லையா? யூ ஆர் அக்செப்டிங் தட் லிமிடேஷன் ஆர் நாட். லைக் தட் எவ்ரி பர்சன், even friend also, don't expect any friend to be 100% perfect. Yeah, am I perfect 100% like this light? Underneath it is centered in still darkness. Eyes are able to see everything, they cannot see themselves. Like that, every person is a friend in spite of their minus points. That is called mitratvam. That is called mitratva. Okay. Next, karunaha. This person is having lot of compassion. Another trait of a jnani. Karunaha means compassion. Kripa. Dukkhiteshu daya. Dukkhiteshu daya. Sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani vashyantu. Sarve means what? India. Whole world. Not only this. Bhumi, human beings where they are living, even upper lokas, lower lokas, sarve bhavantu sukhinaha. What a prayer, universal prayer. Sarve santu niramayaha. We don't want to kill anyone. That's why our culture is that culture never invaded. We never want an imperialism. We have never invaded, we have never destroyed any cultures. Understand? We have never destroyed any cultures. That is the greatness of Hindu culture. Such a culture must survive with full strength for the sake of Vishwasanti. Universal peace is possible as long as Hinduism is there in the world. That's what Vivekananda said. For universal peace, this Sanatana Dharma must be sustained. Not only for Bharata Desham, for universal peace. That's why Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha comes from Veda mantra. Compassionate. That's why sannyasa, while taking, we give a diksha, mantra is there, abhaya pradaha. I never cause any fear in anyone. I am not a competitor in the society. A sannyasi is one, while taking sannyasa diksha, the mantras are like this. I don't want to be a competitor in the society. I should not cause any threat to the society. I should not hurt anyone. I never hurt even plants, flowers we should not pluck. Sannyasi is not supposed to pluck flowers. That much ahimsa he has to follow. That's why real sannyasi is the one who is real having karuna. Karuna, compassion in spite of their mistakes. That is called karuna. Sympathy, empathy towards others, other beings. Then nirmamaha. Nirmamaha means mamakara rahitaha, without any possessiveness, without the notion of mine. It belongs to me. It is mine. Mamakara. Mamakara with regard to possessions. Ownership free in artha. There is no ownership. Vedanta method and religious method. Two types of nirmama. Nirma illa. Nirma ni or surf undu munnadi. Adi illa. Nirmama na mamakara rahitaha nirmamaha. Vedantic method of nirmama is asangaha. Aham atma, jnani knows I am atma, asangaha. I cannot have any attachment with anything. Body mind is anyhow mithya. How can I have possessiveness? How can I have any mamakara? Body is mithya, my own body is a matter, bundle of chemicals. My mind is also a matter, mithya, bundle of chemicals. Whatever this bundle of chemicals possess, also a bundle of chemicals. How can I have mamakara and bundle of chemicals? This is a Vedantic method of asangatvam, therefore nirmamaha. It is impossible for a jnani to have mamakara. That is why nirmamaha, spontaneous. Then nirahankaraha, with regard to one's own body mind complex. The religious method is nirmamaha. Vedantic method is I am asangaha, I am atma, I cannot have any mamakara on anything because everything is mithya maya. How can I have mithya maya? Can I have attachment which is false? It's not possible. Vedantic method. Religious method is, if I am a bhakta, for a sadhaka, religious method of nirmama is, everything belongs to Bhagavan. My house is not my house, it belongs to Bhagavan. I am a trustee of my house. I am not the owner, I am a trustee. This is a religious method. Because everything belongs to Bhagavan. How can I claim it is mine? Whatever I possess, including my body, it belongs to Bhagavan. So everything, the author, the owner is the Lord. That bhavana is a religious method of nirmama. Okay? Vedanta method is highest. Religious method is, in spite of I am ajnani, everything I see, this is God's grace, I got it. God's grace, God's grace, God's grace. Eppo me idhe use pannirupa 100 times solva oru naalukku. God's, by God's grace I got this certificate. By God's grace I got this job. By God's grace I got this house. Ella God's grace da. Appa eppadi mamakaram varum? Varathukku chances e illa. Anala remember all the time, whatever you are using, given by the Lord. You are not the owner. You are the user. The giver is Bhagavan. Then you have nirmamaha. Then when you get jnanam parabhakta lakshanane, it becomes spontaneous. Ippo, deliberately you have to practice. Then nirahankaraha. Nirahankaraha means free from aham. Nirgata aham pratyayaha. Ahankara rahitaha, without தாதாத்மிய அத்தியாசா வித் பாடி ஐடென்டிட்டி. நோ நோ பாடி ஐடென்டிட்டி, நோ மைண்ட் ஐடென்டிட்டி வித் இமோஷன்ஸ். ஜானி ஹேஸ் காட் இமோஷன்ஸ் பட் இஸ் நாட் இமோஷனல். இமோஷனலிசம் இஸ் நாட் தேர். இமோஷனலிசம் இஸ் நாட் தேர், நாட் ஓவர் பவர்டு பை இமோஷன்ஸ். ஜானி ஹேஸ் காட் இமோஷன்ஸ் பட் இஸ் நாட் ஓவர் பவர்டு பை இமோஷன்ஸ். Therefore, two types of adhyasa. Samsargadhyasa, tadatmya adhyasa. With regard to possessions, it is called samsargadhyasa. The place where you sit, in your place. That's why that student won't come that day, that and the edam khaliya irukum. Yaaru ukkar maata. That student knows, naan konja late ah ponaalum kuda enoda edam appadi. Chumma solren, I am not telling any one of you here. அட்டாச்மெண்ட் ஓடினா அங்கே உட்கார்ந்தானே கரெக்டாக மைக்கு ஸ்பீக்கர் கேட்கும், இல்லைன்னா சுவாமினை கரெக்டாக பார்க்க முடியும், எனக்கு ஏதோ ஒரு கம்ஃபர்ட். அது இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சர்காத்தியாசம். எலாங் எமாங் வித் பாடி, வித் மை பாடி லாட் ஆஃப் தாதாத்மியம். அப்பா என்ன நானே இந்த உடம்பு மனசு, அந்த மனசில் இருக்கிற தாட்ஸ் எல்லாமே ஒரே ஒன்றாக ஆகி தாதாத்மியம். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தாதாத்மிய அத்தியாசம். வித் ரிகார்ட் டு அகங்கார ஐடென்டிட்டி, வித் ரிகார்டு டு பொசிஷன்ஸ் அசோசியேஷன். புரியுறதா? அசோசியேஷன் டூ மச் அசோசி ஃபெவிகால் மாதிரி ஒட்டிண்டே இருக்கணும். வீடு விட்டு எங்கேயும் போக முடியல சுவாமினி, கிளாஸுக்கு கூட வர முடியல, என்ன பண்ண முடியும் என்ன? அதுதான் சம்சர்காத்தியாசம். என்ன காலுக்கு மூக்கு கொஞ்சம் ஜலதோஷம் வந்தால் கிளாஸுக்கு வரமாட்டேன். தட் இஸ் கால்டு தாதாத்மிய அத்தியாசம். தலைவலி வந்தால், பல்லு வலி வந்தால், கால் வலி வந்தால் நோ கிளாஸ் அவுட்டு. என்ன தட் இஸ் ஸோ மச் அபிமான அவர்ட்ஸ் பாடி. ஸோ தீஸ் ஆர் த டூ அப்டிக்கல்ஸ். பட் ஜானி இஸ் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தீஸ் டூ. தேர் ஃபார் ஹீ இஸ் கால்டு நிர்மமாக, ஹீ இஸ் கால்டு நிரஹங்காரஹ. There is a nice shloka in Bhartrihari's Vairagya Satakam, last it comes. How a Jnani gives his own body to the Lord, thanksgiving letter. Before leaving this body, you have to offer this body to the Lord. That person says, Oh Mother Earth, and five elements he is addressing. You all helped me a lot and I have attained jnanam. Now I am giving this body, pancha bhuta udal, to you back. That shloka is very nice shloka. For nirahankara, you have to read this shloka every day in Vairagya Shatakam, last shloka, Bhartrihari shloka. Matarmedini tata maruta sakhe. Mataha medini, that bhumi, earth, is given this body. Panchabhuta udal, no? Bhumi is there in your body. Mataha, you are my mother. Oh, Mother Earth, because of you, I got this physical body. You are my mother. Matar medini, tata maruta, tandri. Father is what? Maruta, breathing, the air. That air, total air is in your body. Because of that air, you are surviving. Now I am going to leave this body. I have to thank that Maruta, air principle. Oh, air principle, you are my father. Tata Maruta, Sakhe, Tejaha. Fire is like a friend. The light, what I have used, the temperature in the body, is my Sakha, friend, without leaving me. Now he is going to leave, suppose. At the time of death, he is chanting this shloka. Tejaha mama sakaha. Sakha, sakhe, tejaha, subandho jalaha. In your body, water content is there. Water content is there. Therefore, my body is surviving because of water. Subandhu is like a, my relative. Subandho jalaha. Then, space is also is allowing me to occupy this body. Space is there in my stomach, space is there in my ears, space is there in my nose. So all the space is also helping me. Bhratar Vyoma, you are like my brother. Vyoma means space. You are like my brother. Nibaddha eva bhavatam. Because of all of you, I am surviving here. Antyah pranama anjalihi. I am doing my namaskara, last namaskara to all of you for helping me to survive. No, this body, in the form of body you have given to me, and I am using this body. I am doing namaskara. And why I am thanking you? Yushmat sangavasha. Yushmat sangavashopajata sukrita sparaspuran nirmalaha. Because of your sangha, five elements, body, mind, complex. These five elements are there, it is surviving. I am able to get that Atma Jnanam because of you. Therefore, Jnanapasta samasta moha mahima. After attending the classes from Vedanta classes, I got Jnanam, Jnanapasta samasta moha mahima. My moha, samasta moha delusion has gone. This instrument, which is made out of five elements, has helped me to get the knowledge, and it has helped me to destroy my delusion. Jnana pasta samasta moha mahima liye parabrahmani. Because of that jnanam, I am merging with my own parabrahma swarupam. Antyah pranama anjalihi. I am leaving this body and I am giving this body to all of you. And I have taken from you, and you are all helped me for attaining this knowledge. I am giving a thanksgiving note. That is why this shloka is very nice shloka. Matar medi nitata maruta sakhe tejo subandho jalaha bhratar vyoma nibaddha esha bhavatam antyah pranamanjalihi yushmat sangavashopajata sukrita sparaspuran nirmalaha jnanapasta samasta moha mahima liye parabrahmani. This is the culmination. Beautiful shloka Bhartrihari has written in his Vairagya Shatakam, last shloka. Like that, we also using the body without any ahankara, mamakara and possessions, we have to give it back to the Lord. Then you are the right bhakta. You have used it properly, an artham. That's why nirmamaha nirahankaraha. Next one. Samadukha sukhaha. In sukha and dukha he is samaha. Same, tranquil, uniform. When sukha comes and dukha comes, he is not disturbed. Samaha means even, an artham. Samaha. Vedantic method is everything is mithya. Therefore, satyam is only atma. Sama atma darshanam. Atma is samam. Therefore, when you use I, aham, when I use I, both are same. In that and this, no difference. That is called sama atma. This is Vedantic method. Sukha dukha comes only mithya atma. Mithya shariram, anatma, body, mind, complex. So therefore, they are inevitable. Body, mind level, sukha dukkhas are bound to come. Like light and darkness. One coin cannot have one side. Every coin has got two sides. Like that, life also is a mixture of sukha and dukkha. Favorable experiences, sukha. Unfavorable experiences, dukkha. Both are bound to come for body, mind, complex. Not to me, the Atma. That is why Jnani accept the inevitable, favorable, unfavorable experiences happening at Anatma, body, mind level. Since it is Mithya, Sukha Dukha also Mithya. Therefore, they will not afflict him. Jnani is Samaha. Because he doesn't have ahankara, mamakara. Therefore, that sukha dukkha, when comes, he is not having elation. When sukha comes, some people are ecstasy. Elation. Elation is also a sign of apurnatvam. Over joy is also a sign of apurnatvam. Over depression is also a sign of apurnatvam. Jnani is neutral. No elation, no depression. What? Samatvam yoga ucchate. That is samaha. Never show any castroil face. Not jumping up and down when favorable situation comes. Idella varu pohu. Edukaga jumping, edukaga depression. Ama sonnadhu easy. It is very easy to say, but worth to practice. Whenever dukkha comes, everything pass on, moves. Everything pass on, nothing in stay permanently. Whatever comes, bound to go. Dukkha comes, bound to go. Wait until that time, no? Okay, until it pass. Sukha comes also. Adi pokudadanna povum. It has come, no? That's why it goes. Be ready. Accept both equally. Namma problem enna, dukkham we won't want. Adi pohanum. Sukha mathra pokudadu. How is it possible? Law is law. Whatever comes, must leave. Manufacturing date, expiry date. Adi, accepting the fact is intelligence, maturity. If I don't accept, when sukha is going, let it go. It has to go. Samyogaha viprayogantaha. Where there is association, there is a dissociation. Remember, wherever samyogaha, association of objects, association of people, relations, anything in the world, viprayogantaha, because of wind, two logs of woods join together in the waters. Because of wind, they are separated. Prarabdha wind brings people together, prarabdha winds separate the people apart. That's why, according to our prarabdha, everything goes. You don't know that prarabdha, how is it going to work next moment. That is the problem. One way it is blessing. Blessing in disguise. If you know next moment what is going to happen, romba problem. Illaya, theriyama irukkirathu nalladhu da. Kshami, next one. Samadukha sukha over. That's why doctor gives a painful treatment. Thunbappudathilitti dash dash dash. Ungalkella theriyum. Adhula music season. That's why every pain, really speaking, every pain, unfavorable situation is really a blessing in disguise. You are closer to Atma Jnanam. Manartham. Nijama shunna adhidham. Nijama enna? Nijam kada illai. Nijamna. Every pain, every unfavorable experience is a blessing in disguise. This is 100% true in everyone's life you interview. But at that time they won't accept. After 20 years or 10 years they accept. Ama appoda enak budde vela pandrathu swami enna. Adhigada thunba pudathilitti thuyavai enna. Thangam eppadi shining aagradhu. நம்ம கூட அப்படிதான். லைஃப்பில் கஷ்டம் வந்தப்போ தான் நிஜமான ஒரு வாழ்க்கை ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகும் இல்லையா. யூ நீட் நாட் இன்வைட் தெம், தே தெம் செல்ஃப் கம். வாட் எவர் வி ரிக்வயர், வி நீட், தே வில் கம். ஸ்லோலி தே கம், தே கோ அவே அண்ட் டீச் ஏ லெசன் அண்ட் கோ அவே. நெக்ஸ்ட்டு ட்ரைட் இஸ் க்ஷமி. க்ஷமி மீன்ஸ் one who is having forbearance, titiksha, capacity to withstand, capacity to accommodate different people, different behaviors. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam apratikara purvakam. Sahanam, tremendous patience. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam, all adversities. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam. I should not do in, you know, a reaction, impulsive, any action towards that. Apratikara purvakam, vengeance. ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் அப்ரதீகார பூரகம். அப்ரதீகாரம்னா நாட் டேக்கிங் எனி வெஞ்சன்ஸ் டுவர்ட்ஸ் தோஸ் பீப்புள் வெர்பல்லி, ஃபிசிக்கல்லி ஆர் மென்டல்லி. ஐ ஹாவ் டு பேர் தட் அண்ட் ஐ ஷுட் நாட் ரிவோல்ட் இன் ஏ ராங் மேனர். பட் அட் த சேம் டைம் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் ப்ராப்பர் மெஷர்ஸ். Shama means not that you have to suffer. You need not suffer. But never revolt in a wrong manner. Never revolt or retard in a violent manner. You have to take action in a proper manner. Until that time you have to wait and bear that pain. Because of so many reasons, mental pain or physical pain or any pain for that matter, better wait and see. Our people say porumai venum hari bariya panna kodad edume porumai venum nu solluva. That is why sahanam sarvabhuta dukkhanam apratikara purvakam chinta vilaparahitam. But at the same time, I am not able to revolt, I am not able to take vengeance, I am not able to shout at them in return, therefore I am suffering. No, I should not suffer. அப்ரதீகார பூர்வகம் சொல்லி நான் சஃபர் ஆகணுமா என்ன? இல்லை இல்லை. நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன் சிந்தா விலாபரஹிதம், ஐ ஷுட் நாட் வீப் இன் சைட். I am not able to revolt, therefore I am suffering. No, chinta vilapa rahitam, there is no inner suffering, inner pain, inner cry. It's not, it should not be there. Chinta vilapa rahitam sa titiksha nigadyate, that alone is called titiksha, forbearance and kshama, tolerance power. Tremendous tolerance power you require. Tremendous tolerance power. The more you are tolerant, the more you are mature. That is why they say in Upanayana time, the boy, he has to ammi kallu, no? And the kallu mele kaal vekkanum. Appo mantra is this. Atishthema ashmanam. Atishthema ashmanam. Whatever, ashma ashmevatvam sthito bhavaha. Like a stone, you have to, you know, like a hard stone when the tough situation comes. Like this stone, I will take care of my life with all effort, and with the pain, anything comes, I'll stand without any. I'll stand on the stone and illa. Stone madri, nana tuffa. I stand, withstand an artham. I withstand. Girl also, sthiro bhava, ange pumlingam, sthira bhava. Here sthirilingam, all the difference. This girl also at the time of marriage, and they put the toe on the kall. So I am going to face Narthanar, I am going to face mother-in-law or brother-in-law, so many people. I have to withstand. Let me withstand like this stone when I am going to face the situations. Idella onnu 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 oru taatpariyam irukke. Ippa enna reception da taatpariyam. Kalyanam enna reception da saapadu avladha vachu. அது இல்லை, எல்லாமே அந்த விவாக மந்த்ராசில் ஒன்று ஒன்று எவ்வளவோ அர்த்தம் இருக்குது நம்ம லைஃபுக்கு. ஓகே, மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரி ஓம்.